Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, in a moment, we'll be talking to mental health experts about how to deal with lockdown measures. And if you have any questions for them, you can text us now on 51551 or you can email us drivetime@rte.ie. But first, our reporter Della Kilroy today asked people in Dublin how they coped with lockdown last spring and how they plan to deal with any new restrictions.
Well, last time we locked down with our parents for 10 weeks and we went to the local Gap pitch and the beach every day, which was within a 2 kilometre radius, and that was great.
Yeah, a lot of Netflix, a lot of Amazon Prime, a bit of the Disney app as well.
That's much to tell the truth, the off license.
What got me through? Reading, Netflix, walking.
Trying to keep fit. And then, I know it sounds a bit silly, but board games.
I don't know, I suppose for the last one, I kind of more so focused on myself a bit and I actually lost 3 stone, kind of through diet and exercise and stuff again, and my half-brother is 8, so I was like his like teacher in the morning and like his friend in the afternoon. So like we were really close, but now we're like joined at the hip. So hopefully that again.
What helped you get through the last lockdown?
Family and friends, but you know, maybe getting out a bit more to walk and stuff like that. And then when you're out, you meet people and that breaks it.
Cooked nice meals over winter and spend time with the ones you love as much as you can, even if it's at a distance. Go for walks, enjoy nature. That's what's gotten me through it. So,
what's going to help you cope as we head in to increased restrictions?
What got us through?
Exercise, telly, reading.
Well, I was walking through the last lockdown, so I was kept going with my job. Just have to blame go by the regulations and hope for the best.
I was well kept going with 3 kids at home. 2 of them not in school.
What helped to get you through that time?
Me and my dad like to watch a lot of Disney movies, and I was really sad in lockdown because I wasn't able to go to my dancing. If the dancing is allowed on because we're going by pods, by one, I'll be happy because that's really entertaining.
I had the home gym. I had to just get bits for the house. Couldn't meet up with your friends. You'd know college. So I just used
FaceTime as well.
I used the gym. Yeah, Zoom. The Zoom calls, the college Zoom calls. That was the majority of what we could do. It's harder now because it's the dark mornings, dark evenings, the whole lot.
Now heading into increased restrictions, what helped you get through the last lockdown?
Actually, the sunny weather did, didn't it? Barbecues in the back garden. It's going to be much worse this time in winter, you know, with the weather. We're all going to be depressed.
I mean, I don't care about it. I'm just going to go out still.
Wine.
Like FaceTime and friends and stuff like that. Like Netflix too. Not so much the walking.
Probably should have walked a bit more, but no, not really. Binge watch loads of shows and stuff. Just talking to friends, because not having face-to-face contact was quite hard, so trying to stay in contact with people and keep your mental health okay, I suppose.
What will help you get through the next level of restrictions?
I don't know, because I need to go back to Australia, so I have to stay here, and I've stayed because my sister's in a nursing home in Maynooth. You know, she's young and she's blind and she has dementia, and I find it very hard, the restrictions. The thing is, then when I see people disobeying, I want to scream.
I think what got us through the last one was that it was a novelty, the weather was good, and we didn't think it would last too long. I suppose what gets you through is trying to stay occupied with the things that keep you happy and keep you going. So plenty of exercise and good food is the thing that we did the last time.
I concentrate on setting my business up online. So that was a learning curve. That got me through. That's not going to get me through the next time. You know, it'll put sugar in your tea, but it won't butter much parsnips as such.
The part of not knowing if your job's going to be safe is the worrying part, but then also staying at home and trying to stay safe as well. So you're in two minds about it.
Like when we went into the first lockdown, we had sun, everyone was out. Yeah. Right now it's a lot more depressing. I can see an awful lot more people like not getting out of bed till 12 o'clock and sitting up all night. And it's a lot more of a depressive atmosphere than it was beforehand.
Well, that was our reporter Della Kilroy speaking to people in Dublin about how they coped with lockdown earlier in the year, and some good ideas there, but also some people raising the concerns that they have at the idea of heading into it again. So we're going to look at some of those concerns now and how we might be able to deal with them. And we're joined by Dr. Brendan Kelly, consultant psychiatrist at Talley University Hospital, and Dr. Sabina Brennan, neuroscientist and psychologist. And thank you both for joining us this evening. I might come to yourself, Brendan, first, because everyone's experience of lockdown is obviously different. But as a lot of people were saying there to Della, you know, the lockdown itself is going to be different now as well because the circumstances are different. The days are shorter, darker, colder. It's less easy to go outside, which I think a lot of people might have got a lot of solace out of the last time round. So what can people do to try and cope going into these new restrictions? Well,
Sarah, this time certainly is different now that we're in the winter and it's darker and wetter. However, the anticipation and the dread of these things, you know, is a huge factor. And so it's greatly to be welcomed if there is clarity later on this evening or tomorrow about precisely what we can and cannot do. We tend to underestimate our resilience and our strength. And I think the vox pop there clearly showed a series of good coping mechanisms, going for walks, reading, board games, jigsaws, and trying our best to connect as much as possible. These things are all more difficult now, but that makes them even more important for the upcoming restrictions.
Could I direct a question to the other doctor in our midst, Dr. Sabina Brennan? You're a neuroscientist and a psychologist. Can I ask you about catastrophization, when the mind runs away with itself and this could get worse and worse and worse and this could go on for months and months and months? Is there any way to stop that?
Yeah, I think we're very good at that, really. You know, it actually separates us from other animals, and it can have a certain benefits, being able to think in the future and plan. But in this context, in terms of coping with the stress associated with the proposed lockdowns, etc., is, you know, really trying to focus on the present moment. We do, aside from any pandemic, we tend to live a lot of our lives on autopilot because our brain has the capacity to, you know, carry things out without us thinking about it, and we can get on with our daily lives that way, and we get used to doing that. But if we ground ourselves in the present moment, and by that I mean just focus on what you're doing while you're doing it.
Easier said than done, Sabina. It's easier said than done.
And depression, because we need to avoid thinking too far in the past or too far in the future, and just focus on what we're doing while we're doing it, and take it one step at a time, one day at a time, one moment at a time, if that's what you need.
Can I ask you, Brendan, myself and Cormac almost came to blows, I think it was last week on the show, because we were talking about a piece that was in the Sunday Times about a woman who had eaten and drank her way through the last lockdown, basically, and was feeling bad about it at the end and was wondering about losing weight. And I think a lot of people now going in again to the long winter nights with not a whole lot else to do but sit at home and maybe have a couple of snacks in front of the television might be looking at doing that again. And obviously on the flip side, it's very important to try and watch your health and not go too far down that direction. So what would your advice be to people in relation to that?
Well, listen, Sarah, we need to be compassionate towards ourselves. These are tough, tough times. So, yeah, we should watch our diet, our exercise, our sleep patterns, but also cut yourself a bit of slack. These are hard times for you and for other people. One of the good strategies to keep our spirits up is to find activities that do absorb us. So, you know, some people find this if they can go running within the limits or walking. Some people find a state of absorption knitting. And these give us holidays from COVID in our minds, if only for an hour or two. And I would prioritize that every day, to have a period of time that is non-COVID time in your head, doing something, be it a jigsaw, you're playing with the children, playing with pets, doing your yoga, whatever it might be. We cannot carry the weight of the pandemic in our heads every minute of every day.
Can I ask the two of you what you do then to get away from it all and make sure lockdown or restrictions or living with them is better and easier while being safe at the same time? I might start with you, Sabina.
What do I do? How have I coped?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I did the same as a lot of people last year. I'm human. I know, you know, I'm human before I'm a psychologist. I know what I should do. But, you know, a lot of us ate and drank more than we should have. Thankfully, I've managed to lose my COVID stone, and I'm determined not to let that happen again. Exercise was great. You know, I think it's similar to what Dr. Brendan was saying there is, you know, find your joy. I know that sounds really funny, but think about the things where you lose yourself. You know, what is it that you do where suddenly you go, oh my God, 2 hours have just passed by and I didn't notice that? and make an appointment with yourself and try and get more of those things into your daily life. For me, I don't know whether listeners are familiar with Netflix has a new series called Home Edit, which is about kind of organizing your clothes and your drawer units and your cabinets. That's probably somebody else's absolute nightmare.
Mine.
But I can lose myself in it and then, you know, get absolute pleasure out of that. It's going to be different for everybody. But what I would say this time for myself, because I don't want to gain weight again, because that makes me feel depressed and upset with myself and more likely to eat more and possibly even have a drink. So what I'm going to do and what I have been doing over the last few weeks is nurturing myself. And instead of spending money on alcohol or junk food, I've been sort of treating myself to things that I might normally think of, like aromatherapy candles, and I'm lighting them in the house, or even nice lotions, or, you know, I don't know if gadgets are your thing, or just even an app on your phone that you mightn't ordinarily pay for, something that gives you your own little buzz, a treat. It's about nourishing yourself in the proper way and investing in cooking things from scratch, a healthy Mediterranean diet. I would always say try and spend more time cooking than eating, because that means you're cooking from scratch and it's healthier food, less likely for you to gain weight.
Mm-hmm. That's not the way it goes in my house, unfortunately. Brenda, can I ask you about kids then? Because it's going to be very difficult, I think, for parents to explain to children now again that there's no more play dates, for example, or no, you can't go to whatever class you might have been going to, you know, back into restrictions that we're expecting for another 4 or 6 weeks. School will still be open, which will be helpful, but how would you advise explaining this to kids and helping them through it?
Well, I advise parents to be very open with children about COVID. Don't try and shield them. Children are very, very intelligent. They know what's going on. So explain to them broadly what's happening, but translate it into actions like then hand washing and explaining how to keep everybody safe. Focus on the things we can do in the permissions in the guidance when it appears. So, for example, a really good thing is to write letters, to write cards or send parcels, particularly to grandparents. In a lot of households, the arrival of the postman is now the event of the day or the event of the week. So if we can manage to post each other gifts or arts and crafts by children, that will really help people feel connected with each other. But it's, and giving benefits the giver even more than those who receive. So finding those ways for children to connect with families and with their friends is so important for them. Don't try and shield them. They know there's something going on.
Sorry, I keep trying to jump in, Brendan, because people are texting. They're saying, what about teens? And they can't meet up with their friends, their peers. It's really difficult for them.
Yeah, it is incredibly difficult for teenagers. Teenagers are very adept, clearly, in the use of technology as well. So they'll be well on top of that side of it. But again, we need to cut teenagers a lot of slack here. I mean, that can be difficult with teenagers who at the best of times, you know, can test the patience of parents who want them out of bed and doing things. But this is incredibly difficult for teenagers. Again, advice about exercise and sleep and diet, they're all important. But recognizing their need to connect in different ways is perhaps the most important thing for teenagers. School continuing on is incredibly important for teenagers.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining us this evening. And no doubt we'll get you back on with some more excellent advice. But for now, Dr. Brendan Kelly, consultant psychiatrist at Tally University Hospital, and Dr. Sabina Brennan, neuroscientist and psychologist. Thank you both.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that again. A few of your texts. Donna in Kilkenny says, in terms of staying sane, one way to stay sane in the lockdown is to take up chess. You can play online for free on websites like chess.com or lichess.com. You can also take individual lessons or join a group course on Zoom. For example, check out chessbud.ie, she says. Here's a good one. My trick has been to try and do an RAK, random act of kindness. People are good, says that listener.